This is Dr. Olivero dictating for December 28, 2022. Here's the clinical case of a 75-year-old Hispanic female. The name is Elba Colon. The last name is C-O-L-O-N. First name, E-L-B, like in boy. A, like in alpha, Elba. E-L-B-A, last name, Colon, C-O-L-O-N. Clinical case of a 75-year-old. A white female, he has a history of chronic kidney disease that is a 3B. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient has a laboratory workup that was done on the 21st of December, in which the albumin creatinine ratio was 21. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine that is 1.3, an estimated GFR of 42. The patient has a normal albumin and normal serum electrolytes. The urine culture was reported negative. The patient has had a significant fluctuation in the body weight, and the reason is poor fluid management. Number two, the patient has a cardiomyopathy, a diastolic heart failure with an ejection fraction that is around 35%. The patient says that the doctor Sankar is S-A-N-K-A-R-A-R. Is thinking in a and putting a pacemaker the way she explains. Whether or not it's AICD is unknown. The patient is anticoagulated. Period. We explain in detail, and we invested a significant period of time telling the patient that she has to be with low salt diet, with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, and with a diabetic diet, with especially a plant-based diet. That is the best that she can do for that heart. Following number of diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.6. Following number, arterial hypertension. The patient has had periods of hypotension, and this is most likely related to the fluctuation in the hemodynamics, because some days the patient drinks more fluid than some other days, and the fact that she takes diuretic, the diuretic could throw her into hypotension. Period. The recommendation: 40 ounce fluid restriction and daily body weight. We are going to pursue a weight that is 185 pounds, and we told her how to do it. Following number, the patient is overweight. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And following number, a history of Hodgkin's lymphoma that was present and treated 14 years ago. The patient is in remission. Following number, significant amount of depression because of the living arrangement. She is living with too many kids in the granddaughter's house, period. Apparently, there is a difficult dynamic there. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia that is treated with a thermostatic. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 4 months. We invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the CT scan and the imaging. The imaging fails to show any type of gastrointestinal abdominal pathology. In the face-to-face, 23 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes.